We are learning Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. We're starting approximately 13, 14 lines from the top. Omer Rav Bibi Bar Gidol, Omer Rav Shimon Chasido, Gezel Kenani Osir. The law is Gezel Kenani Osir, like we just learned by Arichos. Aveidosoy Muteres. But if he loses something, that's Mutter. Gzeli Osir, why? The Omer Rav Huna Menayin Gezel Kenani. Another Makar we have, Menayin Gezel Kenani Shu Osir. Shanam is in the Pasik, Velchalta is called Amma Masher Hashem Lakecha Noisil Loch. This is when they were capturing the land. It says, eat all the Amim, eat everything they have. Because Hashem gave it to you. That's when Hashem gives you the land, then you're allowed to just take the land. There's no problem of Geneva. When the goyim are not in your hands, you're not allowed to steal from them. How do you know? To return Aveda to Achicha. There's no Chiv to return Aveda to Aknani. Maybe the whole heter of not returning the aved of a goy is hani mili hechel loy osu yod. If it didn't come to your hand yet, loy mechayev l'aduri vashu, you don't have to run after looking for his aved. Av hechel osu yod, they want to see your hand. Emel had, you should return it. Om ravino, matzasa ad osu yod imashme. In the pasuk it says matzasa, and stole dafka aved es achicha. So you don't have to return the goy's aveda. Tanya Pinchas Miyahime, Mokum Sheshchila Hashem, Afil Avedasi also. Mokum is Chila Hashem, even if Avedasi is also. The halacha is even then, you're not allowed to keep it. And it's a voyin Shulchan Aruch that if there's a Kiddush Hashem, then you should give it back. You should give it back. In Mokum, to make a big Kiddush Hashem, then you should give it back, even though you're not Machuyiv. But you should, in Mokum, it won't be a Chil Hashem, they don't even know about it. But in Mokum, Kiddush Hashem, you should give it back. And that's how it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Omar Shmuel. Ta'usai muteres. If they make a mistake, their mistake, then it's muta. Ki hod Shmuel zava megoy lekana didhava b'mar parzla. He bought a golden basket, and the guy thought it was nechayshes, but dalat zuzi, sold it for dalat zuzi. Ve'iv lelei chad zuzi, and he swallowed up one zuz. So it's mechlekes Rashi and Tosis Rosh, what this means. Rashi learns that not only was the Tais, he fooled the guy, he didn't fool, he bought a gold thing instead of copper, but he even paid less. He only paid 3 zuzi. And he told the guy, count it. And the guy said, yeah, perfect. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it was 3. You know, so that's what Rashi learns. That's what Rashi learns. But the Rosh learns different. Tais Rosh learns that he gave him extra zuz. Why? Because he wanted him to think that he doesn't know what's going on. Like just like he made a mistake and gave extra zuz, he made a mistake. He thought it was gold or nechayshes. That was the way Tais Rosh learns. The more politically correct pshat is Tais Rosh that you didn't fool him more. You have to know it's halacha. It's big shayla. It's more than halacha shayla. According to Rashi, it sounds like even though purposely he paid him one zuz less, since it was your mistake, you didn't count it, it's mutter. It's being nafmila aloch. Halachai, we go like Tosfos Rosh. Rav Kahana, zovem migoy meyev esem chavita. He bought 120 chavita, b'meyev, and 100. V'ivle chazuzza. He also paid an extra zuz, let's go like Tosfos Rosh. Omalei, he told the guy, chazid aloch ha-semechna, I'm being semech on you. You know, you're the one counting it. He tells him clearly like that. So therefore, it's not his mistake. Ravina, zovem dikla, hu v'goy. Ravina and a guy bought this dekel. He needed firewood. Let's halacha to cut it up into firewood. Omali Yashame, he tells his shamis, kodam aisi me'ikra. You bring the first pieces. What they do is, they cut the dekel in 20 pieces, and each get 10. That's how it works. He says, go get the 10 pieces from the bottom, from the trunk. It's much thicker pieces. Get those pieces. That's what he said. Why? The guy, miyana yada. This guy, all he knows is the count. You know, the guy, the non-Jew, wasn't such a big chacham. From the, you know, even those days, and he didn't have the difference, so just go grab it. But again, this is a tayis akum because pshat is he not doing anything wrong. We split it up. I just went to get 10. You should have said no. I'm getting first. He didn't say that. So this is all called a tayis akum. V'ashi have a ka'azel b'orcha. He was one time walking in the road. Chata shivsha the gufna v'ardisa. He saw this branch of a grape vine in the paradise. We're told about katufidim, there's clusters of grapes. Amar Yashame, he tells the Shame, Zil Chazi the Goy Nenu, I see. If it belongs to a non-Jew, get the grapes from me. Idi Yisrael, Nenu, if it belongs to Yisrael, Loi Aisili. Don't bring it to me. So the guy overheard this exchange. Shamahu Goy, Davi Yosra Reisa, Amalei, the guy is Shari? What do you mean? A non-Jew is mutter to take grapes in him? Amalei, Goy, no. I said, I mean, nah, you're not chapping. Goy, Shakodomi. I want to offer a guy, then I would take and pay for it. Yisrael, I don't want to take from him. Why? Rav Ashi was a god Ladar, and he was, and here, if he was going to take, he's going to take grapes, he's not going to take money. So I don't want to take from the yid, because he's not going to take money from me. But the guy will take money, that's what he meant. Tosfos speaks out, because there's this is a Gezel, this is a Gezel guy, right? It's not Mafkas Havasai. It's not Tosfos. This is a Gezel guy. So here wouldn't be Mutter. Here wouldn't be Mutter. It must be, it was Taka, this is what he meant right away. Gufa, Amashwal Dina Mechus Adina. Omar Rava, Teida, bring a ride at this idea of Dina Mechus Adina. Why? The Catholic Dickly, because the government, they cut down trees, they have the Shluchim cut down trees, the Gisugis, we make bridges, but Varinla, we walk on it. If it's stolen stuff, we walk on it. So it must be Dina Mechus Adina. I'm like, Abaya, Dumas from the Yayish, Lu, Minayam, Arayam, maybe because they're Mayayish, and that's why. They allowed. That's why you're allowed to walk in it, because it's yish. On Malay, Eloi Dinim Chus Adina Heichem Yayish. Yish would not work. Why? Because there's no Shina Rishos here. It's in Sharavim. There's also no Shina Maisa, because it's same Guvi the Dikla Mikri. Rashi says it's the same thing. It was planks of wood before and planks of wood afterwards. So therefore, must be Al Dinim Chus Adina. Freite Gemara. The bridges shouldn't be muta dinim chuzdina. Why? Like avdi k'om malka. The people making the bridge don't do what the malka says. Malka amar zilu katilu makol bagi. The malka says take one tree from every property. That's what you should do to make the bridge. V'inu also called b'chad baga. They don't want to do that. They go to the closest forest. They take all the trees from there, and that's ganeva. Zok the Gemara, no. Shlucha the Malka k'malka. V'loy tarach v'yuraf sereshev. Shlucha the Malka is like the melech, and he could decide that he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to go to every field. And you guys feel like the guy who was closest feels like I got ripped off? No. You have a full right to go collect from every single property a tree, and pay your money back to get money for your trees. He didn't do that. That's your problem. So basically we're saying the reason why we walk on a bridge is because Dina Mechus Adina. So it's a right to the idea of Dina Mechus Adina. Omar Rava. Man Mashtakach Bei Dori. Pari Mans the Malka. Like this, Rashi explains the cases. Here we're talking about is a Jewish tax collector, and you have to give a tax from your produce. So he have four partners, and three of them took their produce already, and one guy was left. When the tax collector came, he saw only one guy's produce. So he took all four chalakim, all four portions of the tax from this one guy. He's allowed to do that. Why? Because you tell the guy, you collect from your partners. Manus Tak Beidari, Pari Mans the Malka. And this guy will go collect from the other shutva. Hanamil shutva, ava arisa, arisusu the gamapik. But if it's an aris from a sharecropper, you only can take the tax from him. You can't take his bialim's tax. He has no right to give the bialim's tax away. You have to go. The Jewish tax law has to go to the bialim to get the rest of the tax. Vamarava bar masa ar bar masa mivit. That if there's a tax collection from the Yisrael Gabbai is collected for the Melech, he has a right to take security from another Jew. It's mutter. V'hanimili the barla ara v'karga the high shasa. If it's these are different type of taxes. Barla arla brul is a ara is a tax is a property tax, and other things a payers tax. So if it's for this year, the high shasa aval shasa the chalif, but for last year, for the year before, hova afis malka chalif. The Jewish tax collector wants to collect now for last year's. That already can't take a mashkin for, because in Maisi he paid the melech already. When the year was over, he paid the melech for $10 million. So now he wants to make more money because that guy didn't pay taxes. That's digging into his profit. That already can't take a mashkin for. Only take a mashkin if he didn't pay the melech yet, then he could take a mashkin for that. V'omar Rava, Hani the Dairi Dori B'Seich HaTchum, also Likach Mehem. Those people, they used to have these people who Goyim or Yidin, they used to give a service. They used to fertilize properties. What do? They took their behemoths and took them into graze into different properties, and automatically from the waste, it gets fertilized. So they, a lot of times, as they went with a herd, they grabbed other animals together with them. So they're still gone of them. You're not allowed to buy an animal from them. Why time? Because the city's animals get mixed up into them. But if they're a chutz l'tchum, so there's no one from the city there, no animals from the city there, then mutter likach mehem, you could buy from them. If someone's running after them, even chutz l'tchum is aser. Zot Gemara Vayta, Machus Rav of Tamer Rav Huna, the Salkin LaElov, the Nachas LaSata, those who are going up to Yisrael, those who are coming back for Yisrael, back to Bavel, everyone should notice. High by Yisrael, the other Sadusa Lagoy, by Tavumune, a certain Ayid, he knows Edom to the Goy, and then they go to the Goy Shebezdin, and he's going to be made against the Jew. Don't do that. Put him to chayim. My timer. The inu mafkir moina apuma dechad, because they are moitzi mamoin with one aid, and you're only one aid. So don't go there into the goyish at Besdin, and because then you're causing a loss. Because really, erech has nothing. Beloya maron elechad. That's only if you're erech. I'll betray loy. But if you're two aidim, then since in Dine Yisrael you would be moitzi, so you could go to a goyish at Besdin, even though it's a goyish Besdin since it's two aidim. V'chad nami, even one. Loya maron el medina de megista. Only we're talking here didn't start with a guy. El medina megista. It's only if it's the little cities there. They didn't know the din good, and there even there the goyim al one aid they used to take out money. Al vei davar, if it's the place where the capital is and where the sultan is, there they inunami chad amusa shadilei. That if what echad, all you do is make a shvua, but there is no, they're not moitzi mamon with the eid echad. If it's Adam Chashev, who Bezdin, even the Bezdin of Shultain, will be samek on him like two, maybe you shouldn't say this because they're going to be made mamon on him. He can't get out of it. It's going to be a chil Hashem and be a big besakon of him if he gets out of it. He could say this. Teiku. We blibe with a teiku.